Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Merck & Co., Inc., one of the heavyweights in the pharmaceutical world. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through solid picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Merck's current standing, unpacking what's driving the company, what's holding it back, and what could shape its future. Let's get started with a quick overview of where Merck stands right now. Then we'll roll into the full breakdown. Merck & Co., Inc. is a global leader in the pharmaceutical and biotech space, operating in the healthcare sector with a massive footprint. We're talking about a company that's been innovating for decades, with a focus on critical areas like oncology, vaccines, and animal health. Their market cap is substantial, reflecting their position as a titan in the industry. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news before we dig into the meat of this analysis. Over the past year, Merck has shown solid performance, with steady gains across various timeframes, though I'll save the specifics for later in our chat. On the news front, there's been buzz around their pipeline developments and strategic moves, which we'll explore as we go. So let's jump into the SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to see if Merck deserves a spot in your long-term portfolio. Strengths. First up, Merck's financials are rock solid. Looking at their income statements, revenue has been strong, with consistent growth in recent years. For instance, their latest quarterly revenue hit $17.3 billion in Q3 2025, as highlighted in their earnings call. That's a testament to their ability to keep generating cash, even in a competitive space. Their profitability metrics are impressive too. With a healthy gross profit margin and net profit margin, Merck is converting a good chunk of revenue into actual earnings. Their return on equity is also noteworthy, showing they're using shareholder money efficiently. Another big plus is their pipeline and innovation. The Q3 2025 earnings call emphasized robust growth driven by key products and new launches. When a company like Merck keeps pushing out new drugs and therapies, especially in high-demand areas like oncology, it's a sign of staying power for the long haul. Let's not forget their dividend yield, which is attractive for income-focused investors. They've got a history of rewarding shareholders, and their latest figures show a decent yield that can provide stability in a portfolio. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow are strong, as seen in their cash flow statements. This gives Merck the flexibility to reinvest in R&D or pay down debt without breaking a sweat. Speaking of debt, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, which is a good sign for financial health. Weaknesses. Now let's talk about some cracks in the armor. While Merck's debt levels aren't catastrophic, there's still something to watch. Their balance sheet shows a notable amount of total liabilities, and in an environment where interest rates could stay elevated, servicing that debt might eat into profits. Another concern is their reliance on a few blockbuster products. If you peek at their revenue by product segments, certain categories dominate. That's great until patents expire or competitors catch up, which can hit revenue hard. Diversification across more products could help, but right now, it's a bit of a risk. Their current ratio and quick ratio, while not terrible, aren't as high as I'd like to see for a company of this size. It suggests they might face some short-term liquidity challenges if unexpected costs pop up. Not a deal breaker, but worth keeping an eye on. Lastly, during the earnings call, there was mention of policy challenges. Regulatory hurdles and pricing pressures in the healthcare space are real, and for Merck, navigating these can be a drag on growth, especially in key markets. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's a lot to be excited about. Merck's earnings call highlighted their focus on leveraging a strong pipeline for future growth. They've got promising drugs in development, and if even a few of these hit the market, we could see significant upside in revenue over the next 5 to 10 years. Strategic acquisitions were also mentioned in the Q3 2025 summary. Merck isn't sitting still. They're actively looking to bolster their portfolio through smart deals. For long-term investors, this kind of proactive growth strategy can pay off big time. Geographically, there's room to expand. Looking at their revenue by region, certain markets are underrepresented. If Merck can tap into emerging markets with growing healthcare needs, that could be a massive growth driver. Let's talk valuation for a second. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry peers. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the stock isn't overpriced for the growth potential, especially if their pipeline delivers. Finally, the broader industry trend is in their favor. Healthcare, especially areas like oncology and vaccines, is seeing sustained demand as populations age and health concerns rise. Merck is well positioned to ride this wave if they play their cards right. Threats. Now, let's get real about the risks. Competitive pressure is a big one. The earnings call noted this explicitly. Merck is up against some fierce rivals in the pharma space. If competitors roll out better or cheaper alternatives, Merck could lose market share fast. Regulatory and policy risks are another headache. As mentioned earlier, pricing pressures and government policies around drug costs can squeeze margins. This isn't just a Merck problem, it's an industry-wide issue, but it still impacts their bottom line. Patent cliffs are always a threat in this game. When key drugs lose exclusivity, generics flood the market, and revenue takes a hit. Merck has some protection with their pipeline, but it's still a looming risk for investors to consider. Looking at industry performance metrics, while Merck has held up well, the sector as a whole has had mixed results over various timeframes. If broader healthcare trends turn south, Merck might not escape the fallout, even with strong fundamentals. Lastly, economic uncertainty could play a role. If global growth slows, healthcare spending, especially on premium drugs, could take a hit. Merck's exposure to discretionary healthcare spending makes this a factor to watch. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Merck & Co. Inc. is a powerhouse with a lot going for it. Strong financials, a promising pipeline, and a solid position in a growing industry. But it's not without its challenges, from competitive pressures to regulatory risks and a bit of product concentration. For long-term investors, I see Merck as a compelling pick if you believe in their ability to innovate and execute on their growth plans. The valuation isn't screaming buy now, but it's fair for what they bring to the table. Short and medium term, keep an eye on how their new launches perform and whether those policy headwinds intensify. Over the long haul, though, their fundamentals suggest they've got the muscle to weather storms and deliver value. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Merck as a core holding in your portfolio? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.